Chapter 7. A Love Scene. The next day, when Tom and Maggie went into the study room, one of Tom's fellow students was there, reading a book. The boy was terribly deformed. His body was small and crooked, and he had a hump on his back. But his face was rather beautiful. He had large grey eyes and pale skin, and curly, light brown hair.
"Hello, Philip,"
said Tom.
"Maggie, this is Philip Wakeham. Philip, this is my sister, Maggie."
Tom opened a book and started to read it, not because he wanted to study, but because he did not like to look at Philip. He found it embarrassing. Tom had a vague idea that Philip's deformity was Lawyer Wakeham's punishment for being such a bad man. Tom's father always said that Lawyer Wakeham was the meanest lawyer in St. Ogg's, and that he used all his cleverness to rob decent people of their rights. Philip knew that Tom did not like to look at him, and this made Philip feel very bitter. Nobody liked to look at him, but he hated it even more in this tall, healthy, handsome, active boy. Philip had noticed that Tom was not very clever, and this gave him a bitter pleasure.
"Hello,"
said Maggie, walking up to Philip. Unlike Tom, Maggie looked at Philip with great interest. She had always felt a tenderness for deformed things. There was a deformed lamb among the sheep in the field by Dalkett Mill, and Maggie always loved to caress it. She felt that the deformed lamb would like being caressed more than the healthy lambs did, and she wanted her affection to be appreciated. She loved Tom very much, but she often wished that he cared more about her loving him. During the 2 weeks that Maggie stayed at Stelling's school, she spent a lot of time with Philip Wakeham. They talked about music and books and other things that did not interest Tom. One day, Maggie found Philip reading in the garden.
"What are you reading?"
she asked.
"It's the story of Philoctetes,"
said Philip, blushing a little.
"Would you tell me the story?"
asked Maggie.
"All right,"
said Philip. And he told her the story of the Greek hero Philoctetes, who had a very bad wound in his foot.
"He cried so much because of the pain that his friends couldn't stand it, so they left him alone on an island."
Philip thought that Maggie was very nice, much nicer than her brother. Her dark eyes reminded him of a fairy story in which a princess was turned into an animal. He enjoyed his talks with her a great deal, and was beginning to be very fond of her.
"Did Philoctetes have a sister?"
asked Maggie.
"I don't really know. I don't think so."
"Because if he had a sister, she would have gone to the island with him and taken care of him."
"Would she?"
asked Philip, looking at Maggie with his gentle grey eyes.
"I wish I had a sister. Maggie, if you had a brother like me, do you think you would love him as much as you love Tom?"
"Oh, yes. I would probably love him even more,"
she said impetuously. Then she thought a little and said,
"Well, no. I don't think I could love anyone more than I love Tom. But I'm very fond of you, and I wish you were my brother too. You're so clever, and you can play the piano and sing."
"But soon you will go away, and then you will forget about me,"
said Philip.
"No, I won't, Philip. I think we will always be friends."
"I hope so."
"Why, Philip, I think you're fonder of me than Tom is,"
said Maggie, rather sadly.
"Would you like me to kiss you, as I do Tom?"
"Yes, very much. Nobody kisses me."
Maggie kissed Philip with great tenderness.
"There,"
she said.
"Now we will always be friends, and I will kiss you every time we meet."